Hello, and welcome to Create You, the personal growth and development podcast that will help you break through to better results in your life, work, and relationships. I'm your host, Jeremy Flagg, and thank you for joining me for our first episode. Hey, I'm really happy to make this podcast for you because I really wanted to bring to life the messages that I wrote in my recent book, Your Best is Next. 6 keys that empower you to create a fulfilling future and overcome the pain of the past. I really wanted to share with you some tips and strategies that have been serving my clients for the past 8 years, and I'm really confident are going to help you achieve your dreams and start living life on another level. Hey, I want to thank you again for giving me the opportunity to serve you today, be a part, if even in a small way, of the journey that leads to your best life. To the life of freedom and fulfillment that you deserve. Hey, if you're listening to me today, then you're like me. You're hungry for more. You will not settle for less. You do not want less than the life that you know you desire and you know you deserve, and you know you have the power in you to be everything that you can be. But the world around you isn't making it easy. It's not making it more peaceful or any less challenging for you. So there are some circumstances in your life you came today that you want to change. But the only solution is for us to get better. For us to get better. Don't wish that the circumstances were better. Wish that you were better. And then we do that with personal growth and development. Hey man, you know, you can't make a change until you really know what's influencing and driving your behavior and the actions that you're taking. And your beliefs about who you are, and all the things that make up the invisible forces that determine how you live your life every day. But the good news is, all of those things can be changed. And you can learn how to be, you know, stronger and more resourceful and more powerful than you ever imagined. And that's why I called this podcast Create You. Because when you change, everything in your life changes. So if you've come to me today looking for a breakthrough, whether it's at work or at home, if it's looking to get into a relationship or maybe attempting to improve one that's already there, there's one common denominator in all those things that you'd like to see get better, and that is you, my friend. When we focus on things we can't change, then we get disempowered and we start feeling helpless, that we can't influence the outcome that we want. But when we focus on what we can change and begin to take action to exercise our personal power over all those situations that we find ourselves in, then we start to see the transformation in our lives that we really want. So as a life coach and an inspirational speaker, I've had the privilege of helping hundreds of people live successful lives and take control of their future. But that's not where my story started, and I'm sure it's not where yours started either, because, you know, stories all start in different places than where they end, right? And today, in episode 1, I want to talk about our past. You know, there's an old quote from William Shakespeare that one of his characters said in The Tempest, his play The Tempest. And they said, "What's past is prologue." Prologue is a word from old age that we don't use much here anymore in modern English, but it says that the past has set the stage for you. That's basically what that means. The past is your introduction. Prologue means to introduce, to be the beginning, something that comes before the next act. So the past has set the stage for your next act, just like a prologue does in a play. So the past is that story that we tell ourselves in the present moment that influences all the actions we take and all the decisions we make and all of the things that we do on a daily basis. We've all got these stories that we live in, and the past is one big story that we take with us everywhere we go. Well, my past and my story really had a defining moment in 2003 when something happened to me that changed my story and my life forever. I got fired from my dream job of being a youth pastor at a local church. I had come through many gates to get there. I, I was a professional drummer. I was on the pre-med track in college and changed that midstream. I was so many, you know, different day jobs, right? Like we all do when we're growing up and learning about life and the experiences we want to have. We have lots of little jobs to get us there. I'd been through a couple of interesting gates where I got to be a substitute, long-term substitute teacher for a time. And I really got excited about the idea of influencing other people with information and transformative education. And it helped me to really see the process of helping someone else have their own breakthrough. And it really got into me. And I taught, I became a middle school teacher for a while. I was a middle school teacher. And then as I was a middle school teacher, I realized, hey, I really wanted to utilize my practices of education with my faith. And I became a youth pastor at my local church. And while I was there, I learned lots of things about myself and about church culture and all those awesome things that we'll find out when we get behind the veil at the Wizard of Oz, so to speak. And some of the things I didn't care for. I spoke up about them, and as a team, they didn't agree with me. So I ended up without a job, and I really didn't see it coming. I mean, sometimes we just find ourselves in places that we didn't see happening to us. I'm sure nothing like that's ever happened to you, but it totally happened to me. And, you know, I don't know how you come to me today. I don't know if you've got something in your world that's fall apart or anything that's falling apart in the process of it. Maybe something has happened to you in the past that you've never really rectified or resolved, or maybe there's something currently happening right now. Maybe in your career situation, you're in a transition. Maybe I find you on the heels of a divorce or with some relationship issues. Maybe you're single and you want to find yourself in a new relationship and you don't know how to move it forward. I don't know what kind of transition you're in right now, but I know that life is full of changes that we don't expect. It's full of things that test us and our ability to overcome and rise up and be better, have a better life. And that was the challenge I found myself in. I didn't know what to do at first. I didn't handle it well at first, I can tell you that. I mean, I made some good decisions right off the bat to not jump into another position at another church and just go back around the mountain. I knew that there was a deeper lesson that life was trying to teach me here, that God was trying to wake me up to, that there was a power he wanted me to tap into that, you know, that showed me that I could summon the courage to face down something that I thought was impossible and make it better. Make it better than just possible. Make it powerful. Make it into something new, different, interesting. But mostly, I think the major shift was when I began to see this moment of time that I hated, that I absolutely despised, that I couldn't comprehend at first. When I began to see that moment that had happened to me as a gift. A gift from the universe dropped in my lap with an invitation to come on a journey of personal growth, to transform myself into the person that you're hearing today. I like to refer to myself as like Jeremy 10.0, you know, because I've had so many revisions. I'm sure your life has taken many upgrades as well, and your software and operating systems have changed over the years. So, you know, what we like to do is keep changing and keep moving with life, but sometimes we get stuck, and we get stuck in that story that we start telling ourselves. And one of the biggest obstacles that I hear, you know, that plagues my clients, my life coaching clients, and the people that come to me and ask questions, is that their past is holding them back. The obstacle of the story, the thing that happened to them, the thing they can't get over, the thing they can't trust, the thing they can't comprehend, the thing they refuse to let go of, maybe because there's no justice there, or there's just way too much negative energy for them to let go of it and trust that God's going to take care of it, that the universe has got your back, that there's more coming that's better than what happened to you. That's one of the biggest obstacles any of us faces when we want to create a better life for ourselves. And I know that's why you're here. You want to create a better life for yourself. And sometimes we get stuck in that story. I could easily have been stuck in that story and stayed there for quite some time. You know, that story of victimhood, that story that they didn't deserve to do this to me. How could they? I did everything I could to make their lives better, to make our community better, to make our, you know, gatherings better, to make our kids better. How could they do this to me? I could have stayed in that place. I could have asked why. Why did this happen to me? And we do that, don't we? We do that. We ask why all the time. Why is this happening to me? Why now? You know, why at this moment? Why? I mean, I had financial things and obligations I had to take care of. I had a wife that was depending on me to earn money. We wanted to start a family. We had to postpone that. Why now? I'm sure that you have things like this that have happened to you. And what happens here in these moments is that we begin to, you know, create, you know, things that we believe. We begin to create thoughts and messages that help us through this moment get away from the pain that we're feeling, but they may actually keep us stuck in the story that we don't want to stay in for too long. They might give us, you know, scars that remind us that our past was real. It was real, buddy, and it happened, and it hurt. But scars can heal. Now, you may continue to see those scars, and they may be a reminder of where you came from, but they can be a reminder of the power you had, the courage you had to face your fear of getting back up on that horse and riding again. Or they can be a reminder of that thing that happened to you that you never recovered from, the life that you regret living because you were too afraid to move forward. So, how did this change occur in me, and how do I want it to help you today? It's a simple thing. If I see my past as a prologue, if I see my past as an introduction to my story, then that means that I have the power to write the rest of it. Friends, you have the power to write the rest of your story. Whatever has happened to you today, wherever the sound of my voice hits you today, I want you to know that your past does not define you. Your history does not have to become your destiny. You can change and alter the way your life shifts and moves and looks from here on out just by making the decision that your life is going to be different. You know, one of the biggest areas of growth that I can give you and the gift that I can give you today is the gift of the awareness, the shift of perspective that happens in us when we see things differently. If up until now you've been seeing life as happening to you, I want you to see life as happening for you. You know, all of the great stories throughout history talk of the hero's journey. You know, they talk of the hero, he hears the summons, or there's an inciting event, something that happens to him that he didn't expect, that calls him, invites him into a deeper journey, something that makes him bigger and better and calls into his heart for a dream that he wants to see fulfilled. When the hero, as soon as he starts to step out into his dream and starts to see things happen, obstacles show up. You know, life sends us tests and finds out, you know, what we're made of and helps us to increase our skill levels as we go along the way so that we can help others later on in our journey. And then maybe we, you know, the hero would receive that joy of having what it is that we were looking for. And then we go back and we give that gift to the community. So what part of the journey are you on right now? Because when the hero hears the summons, it's because something has happened to him that he didn't appreciate, or maybe he's been given a gift that he knows is bigger and better than he's living right now, and he knows he needs to take something and make it bigger and better and offer it to the world around him. You know, maybe something happened to you and it's an invitation for you to go deeper, make yourself better, to create you in a bigger and better way, and to create and write the next chapter of your story and to make it powerful and positive and something that's worth leaving a legacy to the rest of us. Telling us your story would help the rest of us hear our story in it. And you can inspire others with your life. Instead of just, you know, living day to day wondering, You know, what happened to me? Why? So what if you could allow yourself to see what's happened to you as the beginning of the story that has yet to be finished? That's what I started to see. I started to see that this wasn't the end of anything. This was just the beginning. It's the old Roman philosopher Seneca that said, every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. And it was a clever way of saying that life really isn't about endings. It's about beginnings. So whatever feels like a closed chapter for you, whatever feels like a transition that you never thought would come to you or for you or in your life, and whatever feels like devastation or disappointment, or maybe it's depressed you, don't let it any longer, because the idea here is that you have more left. You have more life to give. If you're hearing the sound of my voice, you are alive, and you've been left here for a reason and a purpose, and your life has a story to tell that will inspire others to greatness because of the greatness that you accessed on your journey. So what if you process your past differently? What if you change the story? And because you changed the story, you changed your life. What if you could allow the pain of your past to be the fuel that propels you into the future? How cool would that be? How much different would your life be if you took that to heart today? What if everything in your past has just been the introduction to the greater story that your life desires to tell? Friends, I'm telling you it's true. I'm telling you that no matter what has happened to you in your life, whatever you perceived as an injustice or a disappointment or a failure or a mistake or something that has brought, you know, disappointment, shame, or guilt or fear into your life, that is the moment that you've been invited into a new story, a story that no longer has the legacy of fear, guilt, shame, doubt, or any of those friends, but instead leaves a legacy of fulfillment. Someone who reached for their dreams and grabbed them, achieved them, and left a little of that juice and energy for the rest of us to be inspired by. That's who you are. You are on that journey, and I'm inviting you on it with me today. So I want you, wherever you are, to just imagine. Exercise your imagination with me, and I want you to imagine you exercising your power to make a decision today, to see what's behind you, what's happened, your past, as the prologue to the play your life is writing. Imagine what it feels like to transcend all those negative beliefs and thoughts and to see your story differently. Climb up high. You know, the world never looks the same when you're up higher. Have you noticed that? When you're on the ground level of a building and you're looking out and you walk in on the sidewalk, you see all the people round and about the building and around on the street. But when you walk up 6 flights, 8 flights, 10 flights, maybe to the roof of a tall building, you look out and you look down and you can see further. And you can see a larger picture and you can observe things differently. And I want you to see your story differently today. You are alive. You survived whatever it was in your past to tell a new story, a story that leaves a legacy of joy, of peace, of personal fulfillment for everyone in your life to follow. So I'm going to challenge you today. That's what coaches do. We challenge you to be your best. I'm challenging you today to take action in the direction of your dreams. Do something today, however small it is, no matter what it is, to move closer to the life you see in your imagination. You know that there's something that you've been holding back on, some little thing that you could do, some phone call you could make, some class you could sign up for, some letter that you need to write. Whatever it is, take action today to move closer to the direction of your dreams. Because your past doesn't define you unless you let it, friends. Create the future you desire and deserve. Oh, awesome. So, hey, as we close our time together today, I'm going to leave you with this quote from the great Jim Rohn. He said this, "Let others lead small lives, but not you. Let others argue over small things, but not you. Let others cry over small hurts, but not you. Let others leave their future in someone else's hands, but not you." I hope you enjoyed it today. I know I enjoyed sharing it with you. Hey, I'm really excited to continue giving you more tips and strategies and stories and things that are going to inspire you to the greatness that you have within you. So stay tuned for more. And if you want some more tips on how to create a life, work, and relationship that you love, just head over to my website at jeremyflagg.com, where you'll find lots of free resources. Hey, and while you're there, don't forget to sign up to receive 3 free chapters of my new book, Your Best is Next, because I know you're going to love it. And if you enjoyed this podcast today, please leave a review for me in the iTunes store. And don't forget to share the love with all your friends on social media. Come on over to Facebook and continue the conversation with me. I'd love to see you there. And I'd love to answer any questions you have for me. And I'd love to maybe have you on the show sometime and we can talk and maybe move your life forward. Hey, thanks again for joining me today on Create You. And be sure to check in with me next time when I'll be answering your questions about life, work, and relationships in a live Q&A session. Hey, until then, this has been Jeremy Flagg, reminding you that you, my friend, are a creator. You don't need to react to life as it happens to you because you have the power to create the life you love today. Talk to you soon.